wanna know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Certainly good morning, folks. Hope all is well. Looking forward to today's Washington Watch, because my next guest will actually be on the show, along with several other folks, including Trayvon Martin's parents, discussing that important case. And before I get to that, Ethel Mae Rivers of Chicago celebrated her 100th birthday a couple of days ago. So certainly want to shout out to her, which is a perfect segue.
What is it about the year 1912?
Hey, it was something about that year. And tomorrow in Washington, D.C., will kick off a week-long of activities to celebrate the 100th birthday of the late civil rights activist Dr. Dorothy Hyde. Of course, she passed away in April of 2010. And joining us right now, a close friend of hers, someone walking in her shoes, that is the former Labor Secretary Alexis Herman. Secretary Herman, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Good morning.
Always a pleasure. So let's get right to it. You and other folks have planned a ton of things, week-long activities, to celebrate the life of Dr. Dorothy Hyde.
That's right. On March 24th, Dorothy Hyde would have been 100 years old. So you're right. There's something about that year, 1912. But we wanted to have a week-long call for service in her honor. So we're going to launch the call tomorrow at Shiloh Baptist Church from 3 to 5, the Reverend Vashti McKenzie is going to launch the call for us, and we're going to have just a big musical celebration with Vicki Winan and Smokey Norfolk, so it's open to the public, and we're very excited. Dorothy Hyde loved her birthday. She always had a party. And we're going to give her a big one starting tomorrow.
Now, are you having a special section for all them folks in them church hats?
Oh, you know,
it's going to be a little hard to see the concert behind some
right.
of those hats.
No, we're saying wear your hat, and we want you to wear a touch of purple.
That's right.
Her favorite color. And I know you've got a great purple tie because I've seen you in it. So wherever you are, I want you to have that tie on.
Well, actually, I will be in the house tomorrow with my wife as well for the celebration. Now, you talked about this week-long of service. Let's talk about that, because you did not just want to have a big event. You wanted people to really do something to honor her.
That's right. Dorothy Hyde's life was all about service. She used to always say, just to be in the struggle, knowing that she was in service to others, was just enough of a reward for her. So we're saying, do something. Take a walk with a senior. Mentor a young girl. Say a prayer with a woman. Visit a shelter, homeless, abused. But do something, an act of service in her memory.
Mm-hmm. Got to ask you this. So many people talk about civil rights leaders, and they talk about Dr. King and Ralph Abernathy and Hosea Williams, and they go John Lewis, and they go down the line. But when you think about a Dorothy Hyde and Ella Baker or Dorothy Cotton, there's so many sisters who were major leaders during that effort who simply don't get the recognition they deserve.
I'm so glad you said that, Roland. That's why we are saying in this call, it's March. It's Women's History Month, so we especially want this to be a special note to women. And one of the things that we're saying is tell a story about one of our women during this month. Mm-hmm. Take the time to teach a young person about the Dorothy Hydes, the Ella Bakers, the Dorothy Cottons, all of those heroes of our movement that we don't talk about.
Also, celebrations will be taking place across the country. I know her sorority members will be doing things.
Oh, and Delta Sigma Theta will be in the house. No
I know
question
will.
About it. No
yes.
question about it.
Well, it certainly goes beyond Washington, D.C. And, Alexis, we thank you so much for all
thank
that you,
you
do. And, again, we want people to honor Dr. Dorothy Hyde by doing something. So we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
And read the book of her life, too. Read
yes.
that
yes,
story.
Living with Purpose. Thank you for that. We're in our second printing.
Absolutely.
All right, then. Well, we
okay.
appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you on TV in a little bit.
All right. Take care.
Love you, Alexis Herman.
Love you.